Thanks so much for your time, Jody.
Thank you, Marcy. I appreciate your time.
For how many years now have mule deer, been decreasing in Colorado?
Mule deer populations have fluctuated dramatically over the years. Over the last 10 years or so, we've seen declines.
And what are the reasons for the decline?
Well, there's no single cause for mule deer declines. There's several factors, including severe winters, weather events, an increase in development, habitat decline, migration corridor fragmentations. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has identified 10 management concerns that they think all contribute to the decline in mule deer populations.
These 10 things are sort of all evenly to blame. Is there any one item that stands out above the rest?
I wouldn't say that there's one item that stands out above the others. I think there are some items that are easier to manage. For instance, hunting demand is perceived as being a management concern, but that's, an issue where Colorado Parks and Wildlife can control hunting licenses and make a difference through management strategies. Other issues such as weather can be a significant issue if it's a bad winter year or a drought year. However, those are harder to manage, and you couldn't pinpoint weather as being the biggest cause year to year. It's just that some years weather happens to be a significant factor.
I mean, obviously, your agency and some others in the state have taken a particular interest. Why is it concerning?
Deer populations have declined across many western states. And western Colorado supports some of the largest mule deer herds in Colorado and in the West, and so the declines in these herds are both statewide and regional significance. Now, mule deer herds are not declining everywhere. There are some locations where the mule deer herds seem to be doing well, including the Central Mountains, such as Middle Park and the Gunnison Basin. The Eastern Plains are also doing well. But there are these areas in the western part of the state, and particularly the northwest, where we have our largest mule deer populations, and we've seen some dramatic declines in those populations. And unlike previous times in history where mule deer populations have bounced back, we're in a time right now where mule deer populations are continuing to decline, and they're not bouncing back. And so there is concern and a recognized need for action.
Who really, I guess, takes an interest in a declining mule deer population?
Well, mule deer are really an iconic species of Colorado and the western states. And they're a feature on our western slope, and they're important to hunters who want to put deer in their freezer for the winter. They're important to wildlife viewers and, folks who visit the state and want to get out to the western slope and see wildlife. They're important to them. And then they're important to the communities who host all the businesses that then support the hunting and wildlife recreation industries.
Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem.